Fruit, A Cosmic Story by James N. Arrington. Part 3, A New World to Gain Experience. Darkness, then awareness, all things unfamiliar. And I blink, I stare, I struggle to make sense. Where am I? Who am I? What am I? I look around without understanding. Confusion and fear and darkness are my companions. I don't know how to make sense of anything. How have I come to be where I am, and why don't I seem to know who I am? I have no words to describe what I see. Yet I look, I take in, I try to understand. I look around only knowing confusion. My heart and mind are full of fear, alone with these feelings, without support. Alone in this strange place, it is not good. I long for some way to understand this place in which I have found myself. I grow tired. Feeling overwhelmed, I yawn. I lay down. Sleep beckons me. I am overtaken by the darkness. Yet a voice in my mind tells me of good things to come. A companion. A help. One with whom to share. I am eager to be with this one who is coming. I wake from the darkness and find myself in the company of another. Who is this other that lies near me? Awaking, afraid, I know this confusion. I look at this other and feel happy for their being. This familiar other is like me, but also different. It smiles, I smile. I am comforted. I am happier to share this strange place. I don't know how to express the sensations that stir within me for the other, but I am content. Carefully, cautiously, we explore this new world. Wondrous, diverse, full of movement. We are filled with awe for all that we see. Overwhelmed by so many new sensations, feelings, appetites. Everything stirs a response. We marvel and fear all things, large or small. Moving, swaying, sound, color, smell, texture, size, speed, commotion. We are both afraid. But then, you come and visit us in glory, in light and kindness. You begin to teach. We receive careful instructions, guidance, and counsel. For days, weeks, and years, you come and teach. We grow. We learn. We are comforted. Knowing who we are and what is brings great power. You give gifts of words, knowledge, and understanding, making sense of this new world. Guiding us through the garden, you instruct in all things, names, types, purposes shown. Our place and purpose are made clear. Every tree, you say, offers fruit for us to consume, freely, without consequence, except two. We must understand the change those two will bring. The fruit of the first is bitter to the taste, yet it fills us, strengthens us, and makes our body feel good. This tree brings life. Your teachings, great ones, are hard to consume, and we wince, we shrink, we shudder to partake. Is there no other way to become as you are? A feast you offer of ideals that enrich, but inexperience and error and doubt are our companions. They cause our hearts to falter at their embrace. How can ideas such as these stir within us and generate greatness like unto yours? Your gift, bright ones, we trust, for your goodness. But the sting, we are weak, yet we yearn to increase. Must pain precede growth and power follow strain? a promise you offer of ideals that exalt, but trial and avail, the unknown is our habitation. Why must we struggle in dark to value the light? Your ways, blessed teachers, are close to our hearts, but far from experience and understanding. Our ongoing nourishment is wholesome and good, and we eat, we consume, but we hardly understand. Unchallenged are your fruits, rivaled by none. Your counsel, your rules are noble and great. Stay together, multiply, grow in experience. We are to make one another our greatest treasure. Of course, how could anything supplant our bond? Nothing changes or even competes for our affections. Except maybe the fruit of this other tree. But what is death and division, separation from you? These notions are unfamiliar to us in this garden. You warn us of pain that will come if we eat, adversity, opposition, resulting in growth. Yet your counsel remains, eat none of it. Why is such fruit even in this garden if we are not intended to partake? Did you not say all? Our brother the serpent speaks of the fruit of that tree. Delicious, desirable, to become like you. His words are not single to yours. I fear to disobey your counsel and eat that fruit. It beckons. It seems right. Yet I stay my hand. Why does my brother wish me to disobey your words? His arguments are enticing and convincing. I fear if I listen long, I will give in to this growing desire. She sees something I don't in his words. For growth, to multiply, in order to expand, there seems no other way except we partake this fruit. But what of the counsel you've given? What is death and division, separation from you? She thinks we will only understand when we partake. She says the only path to become like you is to experience and endure the pain of growth. She considers all of your counsel. Complicated, much unknown, this must be. She carefully determines this fruit will give the answers. She reaches her hand out to pick the fruit. Lips part, teeth pierce. Delicious juice flows. Her eyes grow large as understanding takes hold. Her vision of our purpose and plan finds place in her heart, and her mind accepts what must be. She brings me a piece of the fruit from that tree. You must. It is good. We must stay together. With understanding and conviction, she bids me eat. I trust her, for we were given to help one another. Lips part, teeth pierce, delicious juice flows. My eyes grow large as understanding takes hold. Our purpose and plan finds place in my heart, and my mind accepts what must be. Our heads swim as the gravity of our purpose settles. Parenting, children, one great family, complex and beautiful in all its diversity. We must experience the fallen realm to grow, to appreciate, to fully comprehend. We must taste the bitter to appreciate its sweetness. Once again, your voice is heard in the garden, and we hide, for we are exposed. What will you think? I hope you enjoyed part 3 of Fruit, A Cosmic Story, A New World to Gain Experience. And I hope it has evoked some interesting thoughts. I invite you to listen to part 4, Into the Wild, to Know Joy. And consider visiting cosmic-fruit.com, where you can purchase a hard copy of the book, find spoilers, Easter eggs, and behind-the-scenes nuggets that'll make your experience of fruit even more delightful. I welcome questions and insights you may have to share. Thank you for listening, and remember to always treasure one another. Beloved parents, give us of your fruits, we pray, Give us sorrow, that we might have compassion. Burden, that we might have strength. Trial, that we might grow. Loss, that we might have gratitude. Life, that we might gain experience. And grant us one another, we pray, that we might share love everlasting. Amen.